We'll call this meditation, the meditation for this week, the ocean of luminous love. Light and love are the two rails of Sufism. Light being a metaphor for divine intelligence. First, let us just watch our breath for a moment like we did in the past meditations, allowing it to empty itself of any heaviness and become filled with light, be lighter, clearer. And once that happens, I would like you to understand that there are three subtle centers in the chest, one in the left, one in the right, and one in the center behind the sternum. First, we'll go to the left and breathe in the word Rahma, R-A-H-M-A, Arabic for mercy. And when you breathe out, you don't think the word Rahma, you just stay present to this chamber of the heart. Breathe in again, Rahma, and just breathe out and stay present. This center, Rahma, there's a phrase in Sufism, Nafas al-Rahman, the breath of mercy. And of that, Ibn Arabi said two things. One is that through the breath of mercy, God created everything, all of life. So the breath of mercy is like the womb of existence. And another thing that he said is that God's mercy precedes his wrath. And the wrath of God we could liken to like natural law. And there are consequences to breaking the natural law. Not appreciating and not acting with appropriate consideration or relationship. In our time, global warming is a perfect example of that, the consequences of global warming. But God's mercy precedes that. It's first. And so as we breathe into the left breast, it could be kind of dark, womb-like. And it's from here, as Jesus said, we are born again. Breathing in, Rama. Breathing out, but staying present to the chakra and what is developing in the left breast. In terms of being birthed, to paraphrase Ibn al-Arabi, I could say that he said, in eternity, in God contemplating your being, invested you in perfection, and that would be through the Nafas al-Rahman. But then in the next in-breath, he removed that burden from you, only in the next out-breath to invest you in even greater perfection. So we're breathing in to the left, Rama, experiencing what unfolds there. And as it unfolds, you can experience it maybe even unfolding through your back, up through the left shoulder blade, like a wing-like formation of sorts. And when you finally do have that realization, and let's move over to the right breast. And we use the word haq, which means true or real. That's what is true or that which is real. But it also means adab, to said your Lord has laid a haq upon you. Your soul has laid a haq upon you. Your spouse has laid a haq upon you. Every huck demands a huck. In other words, there's a need for direct and true relationship. So this light of Huck is the light that guides us in appropriate behavior. Relating appropriately to the Huck of all, to whatever we meet, to the reality of whatever there is around us or within us. On the in-breath, breathe in Huck, into the right. Out-breath, just breathe out, but stay present to the right. And you'll notice that you may have easier access on the left side. Some may notice they have easier access on the right side. It is not common, but some may even find that the access to both sides is about the same. But stay present to the right side for a moment until you can feel something emerging there. And again, it eventually can unfold like through the left scapula, the right scapula, excuse me, like a wing. And when you finally can experience these two different wings, the wing of Rama, the wing of Huck, then we go to the center, the center in the behind the sternum, the center of the chest. Breathe in Hu, H-U, Hu. And then breathe out Hu, H-U, Hu. Who is attuning to the absolute? Who in and who out? This is, and before I said, do not just stay present on the exhalation. In this case, you stay present, but you breathe who out into the domain of the heart, like we did, feeling the heart unfurl, like we did in the first and second practice meditations. So you breathe out, Hu, breathe in, Hu, and you envision a ocean of love and light. And feel the wings on the left and the wing on the right carrying you into this ocean of love and light. Amen. I